which I found here on my return from the country, and in which you have depicted our friend so perfectly to my fancy, in every attitude, every scene and situation, that I have thought myself in the company and of the party almost throughout. It has given very general satisfaction, and those who have found most fault with a passage here and there have agreed that they could not help going through and being entertained with the whole. I wish, indeed, some few gross expressions had been softened, and a few of our hero's foibles had been a little more shaded. But it is useful to see the weaknesses incident to great minds, and you have given us Dr. Johnson's authority that in history all ought to be told. Such a sanction to my faculty of giving a just representation of Dr. Johnson I could not conceal. Nor will I suppress my satisfaction in the consciousness that by recording so considerable a portion of the wisdom and wit of the brightest ornament of the 18th century, I have largely provided for the instruction and entertainment of mankind. London, April the 20th, 1791. Boswell's advertisement to the second edition. That I was anxious for the success of a work which had employed much of my time and labour, I do not wish to conceal.